take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna Barr, and you're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel. And one of the amazing things that I have the opportunity to do here is be able to talk to people who are making a difference in the community. We have a lot of experts on, and I love every single one of them, and I learned so much. But I also learn from community members who come together to kind of make a lasting impact. And so today I want to introduce you to Zach Suggs and Meg Burke. And they're from Pensacola Young Professionals. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Meg, why don't you share your role and just the mission behind Pensacola Young Professionals.
Sure. So I am the executive director for PYP. Actually new to the role as of February, but a longtime member of the organization.
Excellent.
So this just
congratulations.
Feels... Yes, thank you. It just feels like now I'm getting paid to do the volunteer work I've been doing, but it's been a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Yes. So we primarily, our goal is to be catalysts for positive change in the Pensacola community and to share our passion for the Pensacola Bay Area. So we do that through a number of different avenues, mostly through community engagement, civic education, volunteer opportunities, professional development, and networking are big core areas of programming. And we work all year round. We have memberships, we have sponsorships, we have a lot going on, and we're excited to talk about it.
That's amazing. A catalyst for positive change in our area.
Yeah.
I mean, and what I love, well, and you'll have to clarify what young is, and we'll get to that. But Zach, let's talk to you. So you have you were funny about kind of describing your role. What is your role? It's pretty much everything. Like you maneuver through everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am excited to be here with you this morning. My role is as a board member and also our vice president of membership. So the way PYP is organized, we have one lovely paid employee who is Meg that you just heard from, and we are otherwise just organized of this amazing team of young professionals that want to give to this cause.
Excellent. So with having PYP, which stands for Pensacola Young Professionals, exist in Pensacola, who can come to the table to be a part of this?
It's not just young people. It is, but it's not.
We're so all young at heart.
We are, exactly.
You
can believe in the mission of our organization and not be eligible for membership and still support us. So primarily our membership ranges from 18 to 40 year olds.
Okay.
We get a lot of feedback that say, "Oh, well, we could be part of POP, the Pensacola Old Professionals." Well, and if that's
sure.
Your
right, do
if
it.
If that's your jam, well, I've got something for you too. So
there you go.
But we primarily cater to the emerging entry level professionals and our emerging leaders in the community. So we kind of have two different areas of people right now. We have those people that are just coming out of college, just coming out of high school, looking to get plugged into their community, figure out what they're doing with their lives. And then we have a lot of our older, probably in our 30, 35 year olds, us included, well, me included,
right,
where we're trying to up our game and get into something a little bit bigger and better than what we've been doing with our lives.
Sure. So. Now, are you seeing an uptick of membership since COVID with people trying to connect back into community, or is there a downside? How have you seen that affect PYP?
Absolutely. So I think since individuals are starting to get back out into the community, we have these vaccines that are present, individuals are really willing to get involved with our networking events, our professional development opportunities, and to just have that sense of community again.
Yeah.
As we're moving forward, of course, everything we're doing with PYP, we are still using social distancing, asking that people bring masks. We want everyone to be safe. But definitely that community element, I think, is starting to come back a little.
Yeah. And this is something really important because on top of, and I've been talking about it for a couple of days, on top of, you know, needing community and needing that foundation in your life, and I shared it yesterday and a little bit this morning, like being a transplant myself, mm-hmm. you know, you have to go out of your way to make roots, you know, and so... Also, that comes with your business. Maybe you are a small business owner here, whether it be at Palafox Market or you're starting one downtown or uptown or, you know, in the Pace area, and you're looking for community within that to help you network, help you. And I was told one time at a leadership conference to never say network because they want you to say build relationships.
Right.
Okay, so I take that back. You can I slap my hand, okay? But yeah. Building relationships with people, because that's where you can grow. That's where you start to see your garden like flourish in your business and in your personal life too, because it pretty much all overlaps. You really can't separate it.
Correct. I think one thing, I'm also a transplant. I'm from New England, and so I came down here. Florida was a culture shock in itself, and then Pensacola right. on its own. So
she said it. Meg Burke said
it's
it.
It's true. I'm sorry.
No, it's totally true. I'm from the tri-state area right below
oh,
you.
Yes.
So yes,
yes,
it's true. But it it's also in the one of the best ways.
Yes.
Chills you out.
Yes. I think so too. I've been here for almost 10 years now. Next year will be my 10 year.
Yeah.
But what I found, it took me a little bit to get involved with PYP when I first moved here. I heard about it. I knew about it. And I know that we see that a lot. Like with new members, we had a networking event a couple weeks ago, and I stood in a group of people where only one person in the group was a local. Everyone else was transplants.
Wow.
And it's become an organization where people from out of town that don't know anybody, they're not connected already. This is a great way to get connected and find a sense of belonging that they didn't have when they first got here. If you move here and all you know is your work colleagues, well, we've got an opportunity for you to meet some new people, some meet young people in your demographic, like-minded, different-minded.
Yeah.
We've got it all.
Right?
Absolutely.
Different-minded is good because, mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, it helps prepare you for meeting those people out in the real
exactly.
world, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's time to stop being polite, start getting real, right?
Exactly.
Which I saw a commercial for that the other day. I was like, no, don't bring it back. but I also want to ask you, is this just for business owners, or like, can nonprofit workers come in? You know, those kind of things. Because like, for me, you know, I think of where my seat would be, and now that I know you accept 35-year-olds, okay. just kidding.
Come hang out.
You know, but also like nonprofits here too. We mm-hmm. see, and Zach, I know you're involved in one as well. So are you seeing people like that more and more come to the table as well?
Absolutely. I think our membership really is a diverse group of individuals. We have educators, we have college students, we have individuals who are in the, I guess, political realm would be the best
okay.
way to say that.
Very cool.
People from the finance industry, just all different types of places. And we really try to bring them together just to introduce them to one another and help them grow as leaders in our community. There's no set industry that you have to be in to want to be connected to your community and to want to grow.
Excellent.
It's a common misconception that we're a bunch of lawyers and CPAs.
I've run into y'all and you look like a fun time. So I just have to say that, especially if you frequent places that serve carbs. I will come and hang out with you. Now, we're about to take a break, but I do want to talk about, when we come back, a little bit more of the three pillars that y'all stand on, connection and development and community. So just give a little teaser real quick about the development part.
Yeah, so we spend a lot of our efforts in professional development and community development. So getting involved in our community and learning about our community, but also growing personally and professionally through seminars, workshops, and forums, that sort of thing.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, we have more with PYP when we come back.
Business owners, when I say digital marketing, what comes to mind? Are you instantly overwhelmed? don't be. Hey, I'm Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and I totally get the overwhelm, but I'm here to help. It's easy to get overwhelmed as a business owner. You're constantly pulled in every direction. When it comes to marketing, you need somebody you can trust, a partner, one that's here locally, that knows your business, knows your market, and knows how to create successful marketing campaigns that drive traffic and produce results. Your marketing partnership begins here. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. ADX Digital is proud to be a sister company to your local favorite radio stations, including Cat Country, News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you and your team to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Right here in Pensacola, you have access to an innovative and patent-pending technology developed by Ascend Performance Materials. Actif Protect is a nylon fabric that's embedded with zinc ions. It helps protect the fabric from unwanted growth of microbes, fungus, and odor-causing bacteria. To learn more and to see Pensacola-made products featuring this new zinc-embedded nylon fabric, visit ionicfabric.com. That's ionicfabric.com. ionicfabric.com. Located right here in Pensacola.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Opera's HMS Pinafore, the Pensacola Habitat Food Truck Festival, and the Symphony's Beethoven and Blue Jeans. Because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the house or out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout. He started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law.
9:48 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and we're chatting with Zach Suggs and Meg Burke from PYP, Pensacola Young Professionals. And I'm learning so much. It's not just about being young, but it's about pretty much keeping each other young in their art and their craft and keeping the community thriving, which is what we all want. So before we went on break, we were talking a little bit about your three pillars: connection, development, and community. And so you guys are really tackling that. I want to just tap on that a little bit more before we talk about the leadership team and the podcasts. Mm-hmm. So we were chatting a little bit about development in the community. So are you seeing, and I bet you are, but what positive impact in the community are you seeing from keeping those three pillars in contact with PYP?
That's a really good question.
You're welcome.
Well, and I think we are finally at a point where we get to start measuring that and seeing that. This year we are launching, we normally do a membership survey internally, just kind of gauge where our members are, what they're doing, what they want from us. This year, because everything has been so wild this past year, everything has been flipped upside down. We decided to flip it upside down too. And so we, at the beginning of COVID, we actually launched a community-wide survey about for what young professionals. And we're doing the same thing again this year, not COVID related. Okay. So what are our young professionals in the community looking for? What are they needing? And where are we filling those gaps for them already. Right. So we do a lot of connecting. It's a lot of connecting individuals to opportunities through PYP. So we don't necessarily do all of the professional development programming. We do a lot. Bradley Sanders, our VP of Professional Development.
Right.
He's also a nonprofit.
Yes.
Amazing person.
Yes.
A guru.
So, yes, a guru.
Yes.
And he is, he's done a lot of internal programming for the organization, but also connects us to opportunities through Student Community Institute, through Landrum HR, through other organizations that are producing those programs. So we're not just reinventing the wheel.
That's right. Filling gaps and needs and connection. And I did mention, and I won't drop any names, but because I've run into you guys in town when I'm out and about, I also see pastors, young pastors that are members of PYP. And I want to encourage anybody who's like in that faith-based community, don't be hesitant to be involved, because that's where, I don't know if I'm about to preach, but that's where you will start to see change happen because you can't distance yourself. And so I've seen, and I know one in particular, I mentioned his name, who I think he's awesome and very wise and is a great leader in his church and in the community. And so, you know, seeing that too is encouraging because it reminds us everybody is welcome.
Exactly. It's so true. We for a long time have preached the message that there's something here for everybody. Mm-hmm. We may not be for everybody, but if you're looking for something, I'm sure we'll find it for you.
Right.
And if we can't, we will find somebody that can for you.
Okay. That's awesome. So let's jump over. Actually, and I have a question, and I asked you before we started, and in the future, and you kind of reassured me, you all are looking at making an impact on possibly at-risk youth in the future as well. And you don't have to go into all of the details, but that's something really cool because we're seeing a lot more, especially during COVID. We saw a lot more crime rates go up and runaways. We saw a 94% increase, especially with kids who didn't have both parents at home. So just give us, even if it's just like 10 seconds of what you're looking forward to doing with that.
Yeah. So we actually, this is so preliminary. Our board hasn't even had the conversation about it yet, but we have a new board member coming on in April who is very passionate about underprivileged youth and understanding the legal system through that.
Wow.
So we're really excited to see what she comes up with. And this is normally a board position that is not a programming position. Our legal counsel does not do programming. Our legal counsel is usually just there to make sure that our ducks are lined up and
we're not going to jail.
And we're not going to jail.
That's always a good thing.
Isn't it?
I feel like I should just have one of those in my pocket for life.
But this year we found somebody who's very passionate about it. And we, you know, that's the thing is we do a lot with our leadership team. Everyone, you know, we have these roles on our board. We have these coordinator positions. But if somebody comes in and says, hey, I've got this idea and I think it could be really good for PYP to do this, we will find a place for you and find a way to make that happen. And so we're so grateful that we have some new programming that we've never done before. We're really excited to see come to fruition this year.
Absolutely.
That is so exciting. Thank you for sharing, giving us a little teaser. I appreciate. But let's pop over to podcasts. I don't know about if you're listening and you love podcasts, but I love a good podcast. I can just like, you know, go into a trance, like listening. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys feature in your podcasts?
So we started part of the COVID shutdown. What do we do with ourselves? Became a conversation through a networking event, actually, to start a podcast. So I don't know what we got ourselves into, but it's probably one of the most exciting thing that I've done in a really long time, where we have three hosts right now. We bring in guests and we're talking about everything from how to be like a good employee. We just did a recording for our second season about leading up.
Okay.
Which I felt stupid. I was like, what? I've been a professional for a while.
No.
I don't know what leading up is, but they educated me.
Excellent.
On how to, you know, help the greater good of your organization, your community, and your business as an employee. We've talked about, how to why it's important to send thank yous,
yeah,
or thank your employees or thank your bosses.
Thank you goes a long way.
Yes, we did. We have a financial education podcast episode coming out in the next season.
Oh, cool.
So we've had Quint Studer come speak about how the importance of getting involved in your community.
Yes.
We are very excited. There's a lot of things coming down the pipeline with this. You know, we've had the first season was kind of our beta test, I would say, or maybe even an alpha test.
Right.
And so our podcast, it's More Than a Young Professional.
Okay.
You can find it everywhere.
Very nice. Well, we're going to share how you can get in touch with PYP right after these messages before we wrap up with y'all.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store.
Get ready, Pensacola, for a new show on the Pensacola Expert Panel that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 for the Chamber Connection to find out about upcoming Chamber events, our different programs, as well as what's going on in the local business community. Every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm in a burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've been chatting with Pensacola Young Professionals here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And Zach Suggs wants to invite you to some upcoming events and tell you how to get involved.
Absolutely. So if you have been listening to us, you're like, oh my gosh, I just have to get involved. Come out and see us on next Thursday, the 25th, for what we call our Coffee Connections. It's going to be at the Bodacious Brew downtown. And it will start at what time, Meg?
7:30.
Right on cue. And you can get in touch with us by going to PensacolaYP.com. You can register for that event there or shoot us an email at info@PensacolaYP.com.